I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Teleforce Productions and iHeartRadio presents Wheel Woman, Confessions of a Getaway Driver.
So you were hiding out in Rochester while the Mafia was on the verge of an all-out war, and you mentioned that Sammy was at the center of it. Can you elaborate on what the period of time was like?
Well, it really all goes back to the hit on Jimmy the Hammer Massaro. Though no one knew it at the time, it was the beginning of the end for organized crime in Rochester. It sowed distrust, which created a string of murders. And things only got worse when Bill Mahoney came on the scene. Like I said, he was crooked, and he had the bad guys on the run. He was playing them all against one another, and no one knew who to trust anymore. His goal was to destroy the Mafia in what he thought of as his city. But he wasn't above using the Mafia to do it. I was right when I saw Al DiCanzio in his office. Mahoney was sneaking Al out of jail regularly, blatantly breaking the rules. But Mahoney was hell-bent on doing whatever was needed to accomplish his personal ambition. And Al was more than happy to talk. Al was a strong arm for the mob, and when Frank Valenti was in power, Al had acted as one of his bodyguards. He knew the goods on everybody. But then, after Valenti's unfortunate departure, Sammy Gingello took control of the city's underworld activities. This was the position for which Sammy had striven his entire life. Blood flowed during that takeover, but nothing like the war that was to come during Mahoney's period of influence. Because no matter what, Sam would not let go of what he had worked so hard for. The only way his position would be taken was over his dead body, which was how it ended up working out.
Thank you. When did you learn that Sammy G had been sent to prison?
I hadn't been in L.A. long, but I called home to check in on how things were when I learned he had been indicted for Jimmy's murder. I was struggling in Los Angeles and thought maybe Joe had left or things had calmed down enough for me to go home. Turns out it was quite the opposite. I decided to tough it out in L.A. and make it work. Because it wasn't just Sammy, it was also Gene DeFrancesco and a few others who were facing trial. At one point, I called Sammy to check in and learned that he had an alibi in Florida during the time of the murder, but apparently Mahoney got wind of that and sent some detectives down there to threaten her and her family. Sammy's confidence had begun to falter.
How did the people back home take the trial?
All of Sammy's loyal supporters rallied to his cause with $1,000 a plate dinners to raise money for his defense. If he was guilty as charged, everyone knew it, but the point was, they didn't have the evidence. Mahoney created it. It was amazing to hear how many of the tough guys were turning state's evidence. Law enforcement was operating in the same way as the mob. I followed along from afar, and hearing how Mahoney fabricated evidence and coerced his detectives to lie on the stand, causing the murder charges to stick. His philosophy was, why leave anything to chance? The result of the perjury would put Sammy Gingello and four other top crime figures of the Rochester Syndicate behind bars.
What was the reaction like?
In Rochester? The good guys and the bad guys had always been in cahoots. Having relatives on the police force, I grew up knowing quite a few of the good guys. Most of the ones I knew weren't paid to close their eyes, but they did look the other direction. But everyone loved Sammy, including some of the cops. They knew Sam was getting the shaft. But in the much larger, ongoing battle between law enforcement and organized crime, the victory of the good guys in this case made history. Agencies from all over the country sent congratulations. I heard that the President of the United States personally called Bill Mahoney to acknowledge his achievement for getting the Rochester Syndicate off the streets.
But they weren't locked up for long.
Nope. It was only a matter of 4 months before the steel bars slid open and freedom was granted to the five convicted murderers. It was an incredibly bizarre twist of events. As I'm sure you know, the FBI felt slighted that their participation was minimal in the whole ordeal, which was because Mahoney closed the door on them whenever he could find a legal way to do it. They were suspicious and started the ball rolling with the investigations into Bill Mahoney and the Rochester Police Department. To no one's surprise, they were found guilty of perjury and fabricating evidence and traded places with the mobsters behind bars. Even the people whose lives were never touched by the mob were actually cheering for the bad guys. Right or wrong, everyone is entitled to a fair trial. Even the mob, right?
Right.
But that was only the beginning of another wave of violence. See, as little time as Sammy spent in prison, it was still too long. Those left behind couldn't hold the fort alone. The big guns weren't around for the reinforcement they needed. Frank Valenti's old pals were back running the streets, and they weren't interested in stepping back once Sammy and his guys went free. It became the talk of the town. The newspapers labeled the new guys the B-team, and Sammy G and his soldiers were called the A-team. Nothing was really accomplished with all of Mahoney's efforts. Organized crime will always be.
Did you talk to Sammy during this time?
Of course.
Hello?
It's me, Sammy.
Oh, hi, kid. How's the land of fruits and nuts?
It's fine. How are you? So glad you're out of there.
Yeah, for now. Until they find another bullshit reason to lock me up. So, you finally got away from Joe, huh? Took you long enough.
I know. Feels good. Different this time, but God, I still worry he'll work his way back in. Wish I could come home and see you, but...
No. You stay where you are, and you call me if he gives you any more trouble. I mean, all you ever had to do was say the word.
Okay, Sammy. How are things at home?
You know, there's no respect like there used to be. It used to be the feds were always trying to fuck you, but at least they were above board about it. And even though there was a difference of opinion between the crews, there was a code, a united front. It's all gone to hell.
Well, sounds like everyone's on your side. They know what Mahoney did to you. No one's happy with it.
Yeah, some people wish he was better at locking me up.
What do you mean?
Valenti's guys. Those cocksuckers tried to take back over while I was in the joint. And my fucking guys let him. They got the gambling rings, the vending machines, the trucking. I mean, even the city construction contracts going into their pockets now.
Oh, yeah, I've been reading about that. They're calling them the B-team.
Yeah, damn straight they're the B-team. And I'm gonna do whatever it takes. Remind them who's boss.
You be careful, Sammy.
Yeah, I am. But you gotta play to win, kid. You gotta show them you're not afraid or you lost it all.
Okay.
Look, when things calm down for the both of you, you come home, we'll have a night out. Like the old days.
I'd like that.
Listen, I gotta run. But thanks for checking in.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews? Were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, 2 incredible serums, and 2 luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. And right now, through Monday, Dime has their Spring Into Savings Sale. Get 25% off site-wide. Go to dimebeautyco.com for 25% off every product on the site. That's dimebeautyco.com for 25% off. But hurry, the Spring Into Savings Sale ends Monday. Go to dimebeautyco.com.
That was the last time I'd speak to Sammy. And though I didn't know it at the time, I had a feeling that was going to be the case.
Were you worried about him?
Yes, because he believed he could step right back where he had left off. The way he saw it, that was the correct order of things, and he was willing to fight for it. But I knew that there would be a cost. There always is. He did manage to take back control of all the gambling clubs, but then his enemies started to bomb them, one by one. Same with the vending machines. We're talking about guys who would rather torch things than let someone else have it. And then there were a series of hits on Sammy's life.
Was he scared of one of them being successful?
If he was, he didn't show it. The one everyone always talked about was when Dominic Sonny Celestino, a B-team mobster, placed a bomb in a snowbank he knew Sammy would walk by. Sonny hid in the trunk of his car and used a radio device with the antenna extended through a little hole drilled in the trunk to set it off.
Stupid sons of bitches!
But it only made snow rain down on the street. Kids ran out to play in it. Sammy was propelled into the air, but walked away without a scratch, laughing. He made sure people always saw him with a smile, that he wasn't worried.
Did he change his lifestyle at all during those times?
No. If anything, he became more bold, more brazen. He refused to keep a low profile, living the flashy style that he'd always known. He put his desire to stay in power over protecting his life. But that's not to say he was reckless. He never walked alone, always accompanied by his two trusted bodyguards, Tommy Taylor and Tom Torpy. But Sam made a show of power by being blatantly visible. That was his style.
He also had police protection.
Sure, what good that did him. Every time I called home, I'd hear about someone else who'd been killed. I knew it was just a matter of time, but I refused to think about it. And then I got the call. Sammy had been murdered.
Who did you think did it when you heard?
First, I wanted to put the pieces together before I jumped to conclusions. There was certainly no lack of suspects. I immediately made some calls and spoke to some people who had seen Sammy in different places during that fateful night. In my mind, I traced the last steps of Sammy's life. Sammy G strutted into the packed club car bar on Lyle Avenue with the confidence of the don that he was. His bodyguards, Tommy Taylor and Tom Torpy, followed closely behind. They were his eyes as he walked through the crowd, shaking all the extended hands. An outsider would have thought the president had entered the room.
Good to see you back, Sammy.
Yeah, they should fry those rat bastards.
Hey, looking good, Sammy!
You, keep your hands to yourself.
Hey, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool.
A scotch, Sammy.
Thank you.
Two detectives sat at a corner table watching the scene, wishing they could become invisible. Sammy saw them and coolly looked in their direction. After finishing his drink, Sammy was antsy.
Hey, let's blow this place.
Already?
Hey, let's see what's happening on the other side of town.
Sam, you gonna put on that bulletproof vest or what?
Nah, come on. Ruins the line of my suit. Let's go.
Hope to see you soon, Sammy!
Show him what for!
Outside the bar, Taylor and Torpy gave the car a quick inspection before getting in.
All clear, boss.
People can't see you inspecting the car like that, Tommy.
But...
find a more subtle way to do it.
You got it.
Let's go.
They drove down Lyle Avenue, deciding where to go next.
Should we hit up Alexander's?
Nah, it's not as much fun as when it was Caesar's too.
You're right. Not that I cared for Joe, but he knew how to run a joint.
Yeah, and don't forget, Jimmy Mastro's brother runs it now.
I don't need to see that slimy little creep. Let's hit 747.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
They made a brief appearance at the 747 Club before moving on to the Encore Club, where there was gambling in the back room. They didn't notice the light-colored Lincoln that followed in the shadows, two blocks behind with its lights off as they hopped from bar to bar, a ritual Sammy missed while he was behind bars.
Hey, 200 on black. Hey, Doc, blow on these.
Good job, Sammy.
Hey, you take the winnings.
All of it?
You earned it. Come on, guys. Let's go.
They walked out into the early morning towards their last stop of the night, Ben's Cafe Society. Ben's, a place of many fond memories, laughter, and even a few tears. It was one of my favorite meeting spots. I can picture it all perfectly. The tables, the piano bar, the smiles Sammy encountered as he elegantly glided to the table in the back corner, which always sat empty, awaiting his arrival, with three glasses of scotch sitting in front of their seats.
Hey, salut.
Salut.
Hey, Sammy. Let me get you guys a drink, huh?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Gino.
Little did they all know, while people approached the table to greet the king, a B-team assassin crept across the parking lot with an explosive device. He approached the 1978 Buick and set to work. He knew he had to be fast. Twice that evening, he'd been forced to abort. This was his last chance.
Glad to see you again, Sam. I'm rooting for you.
We all are, Sammy.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Thanks. See, we got the goodwill around here. So why aren't we back on top?
Just took back the gambling joint.
I want the construction contracts. You never should have let them slip while I was gone. Oh,
Sam, they killed half our guys.
And we're gonna bulldoze them back down. We did it before. We could do it again.
I'll drink to that.
All right.
Well, what do you say, boys? Wish we didn't have to hours joint before we call it a night.
We might be stretching it, Sammy.
Oh, come on, huh? I miss being out on the town.
All right, where do you want to go?
Let's drive around, see how things look, yeah?
No, wait here.
No, inspecting this time. We can't afford to look weak.
Well, but...
Yeah, give me the keys.
But Sam, it's safer if I drive.
Hey, they've been trying to get me for months. Haven't even gotten close. Plus, I'm the teamster, remember? You can't touch nothing with wheels on it.
Oh, sure, Sammy, here you go.
Come on, let's go.
Tom, you riding back.
Hey, either you seen our officer friends tonight?
Ah. Maybe they finally got bored following us around day after day. Though how they're supposed to be protecting you, Sam, I'll never know.
Hey, come on. They're probably making a run to the donut shop. No sweat. We don't need them.
Maybe they all had just one too many, and they were no longer paying as much attention to detail. Maybe they felt like they'd already passed another night safely. Nothing else could happen. Sam opened his car door and casually got in, sitting comfortably in the driver's seat. Taylor and Torby had just opened their doors and begun to enter when Sammy placed his key in the ignition.
What the fuck? Jesus, who was that?
Hey, wait, that's Sammy's car!
That was fucking Sammy!
Somebody get some help!
Sammy?
Oh, Jesus.
The glass and debris shot out over a 140-foot radius. The explosion threw Taylor and Torby 30 feet from the vehicle. The blast could be heard 3 miles away on South Avenue. The firemen were the first to arrive. Torpy and Taylor were walking around, dazed and in shock, but otherwise unhurt. Flames from the burning car hid Sammy from the firefighters. They extinguished the flames, but 2 long minutes passed before he was visible. He was lying face up on the driver's side, motionless, and his eyes were wide open. Very little blood, although his right leg was completely blown off, and the left one was hanging by mere strands of flesh. A few cuts and bruises marked his face, but his upper body was intact. The fireman pulled Sammy from the smoldering wreckage and placed him on the stretcher and carried him into the ambulance. The mourning crowd watched in horror. And then he moved. He was still alive. He tried to raise his head to look at his legs, but he didn't have the strength.
Who did this to you, Sammy?
But Sammy couldn't answer. He raised his right hand, extended his middle finger, and then closed his eyes. No one moved until the sound of the siren could no longer be heard, and even then, no one was anxious to start their cars. An hour later, at the Genesee Hospital, Sammy G was pronounced dead.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews? Were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. And right now, through Monday, Dime has their Spring Into Savings Sale. Get 25% off site-wide. Go to dimebeautyco.com for 25% off every product on the site. That's dimebeautyco.com for 25% off. But hurry, the Spring Into Savings Sale ends Monday. Go to dimebeautyco.com.
But you know most of this.
Yes, but they never charged anyone with the murder. Who did you think was responsible?
Well, everyone thought it was the cops. And it didn't escape my mind that a series of coincidences made the events of that night possible. It reeked like an inside job. Because ever since his release from prison, Sammy had been under constant police surveillance. And it only increased with the escalating threats on his life. Typically, Rochester police investigators Gus DePriel and Jerry Luciano would have been nearby, as they had been night after night for weeks. Wherever Sammy's car was, they were. They were tired and had often asked for a night off, but they were never given one until that night. DePriel asked who would replace them, but never got an answer. No one knows why. Suddenly, their request to take a break was approved. And at the time of the explosion, there was not a cop in sight. Apparently, they were all called to a raid across town, but no one was ever busted that night.
Do you think DePriel and Luciano were involved?
Maybe not them directly, but their superior sure could have orchestrated it. Like I said, one too many coincidences. Plus, they had plenty of motive. Sammy really did a number on their public image. It wasn't his fault, it was Mahoney's. And even though he brought it all on himself, there is no doubt that Mahoney blamed Sammy for smearing his reputation.
But at that point, Mahoney wasn't officially on the force.
Doesn't mean he didn't have influence. They were still all on the same team. Everyone with a uniform's reputation was marred when Mahoney was charged with civil rights violations. And from what I know about cops, I wouldn't put it past a single one of them. You know, if Mahoney had just played by the rules, he would have gone down in history as a great cop. The thing is, cops have the power to play Hitler if they choose to do so. I have first-hand experience of seeking help from a cop who had been bought off, and I learned the hard way to work within my own world if I had a problem to solve. Anyway, whether or not they were directly responsible, their negligence was a factor.
Who else do you think it could have been?
You're forgetting there was a war. Sammy's murder was a way to turn it around, for the B-team to stay in power. But unfortunately for everyone, it was far from the end. The bloody mess only continued to escalate, and not many survived.
Do you think Frankie could have had anything to do with it?
I suppose he could have. Frankie had ties to Valenti's side, and I know he'd taken some lives. But Frankie was dealing with other messes at the time, and was out of the city.
But Frankie blamed Sammy for getting you involved with the mob, didn't he?
He did, but he also knew I made plenty of those decisions myself. When we spoke at Sammy's funeral, any suspicion I may have had went away. Frankie respected the rules of the game.
Here you are, Georgie girl.
Frankie.
It's good to see you. Even under the circumstances, how are you holding up?
Oh, Frankie, it's so awful. I know people are getting killed left and right, but I just hate that it had to be Sammy.
He got what was coming to him.
No, he...
I don't mean he deserved to die, but, honey, he knew what was around the corner. You play a certain way long enough, it catches up with you. That's why I never wanted you involved.
Well, you can't blame Sammy.
We had our issues, but, you know, at the end of the day, I respected Sammy. He wasn't someone that I necessarily liked or agreed with, but he had style and class, like a lot of these Goombas. And I know you loved him.
Thanks, Frankie.
What was Sammy's funeral like?
It was like feeding time at the zoo. Everyone was peacocking around, playing at their grief. Guys who hated Sammy, who'd been hurt by him, who wanted to hurt him. Probably whoever did it was there, too.
Was Joe there as well?
He was. We put our issues aside. Bigger things were at play. In fact, everyone seemed to draw some sort of temporary truce. Rightful enemies sat beside each other and paid their respects.
How did Joe take the news?
I can't say he was upset. No love lost between those two.
As you told us, Sammy tried to kill Joe once. Do you think this was Joe's payback?
I wouldn't put it past Joe, but so many years had passed since that night. It was unlike him to calculate a plan like that so long after the fact. Joe was all impulse. If he was going to kill Sammy, it would have been back then. Plus, Joe was too scared to set foot back in Rochester at that time. It would have really had to have been worth it.
Why do you think no one was ever charged in Sammy's murder?
Because Sammy had too many enemies that would benefit from his death on both sides of the law. No one wanted to look too hard into it. And if the news came out, there would be some inevitable form of retaliation. And there was enough of that already. Why all these questions? Why reopen the case all these years later?
We've been investigating various police branches for corruption and came across some previously redacted information. Unfortunately, I can't share that with you. But we have reasons to do our due diligence and see if we can finally find out who is to blame. Sammy's murder was a big turning point for the mob in upstate New York.
I see. Yeah, it was the end of an era. In my life as well. Sammy was the first person who opened my horizons to something beyond small-town gossip and my first connection into that world. But with his death, the cornerstone of my underworld involvement had fallen. I would miss my friend, but I always knew there was a ticking clock on our time together. I mean, you don't get to where Sammy did and die of old age. And so, with no one keeping me on the inside, it was time to move on. And what came next was just as big of an adventure.
Wheel Woman is written by Lars Jacobsen and Sabrina Jaglom and directed by Sabrina Jaglom. Produced by Lars Jacobsen and Sabrina Jaglom. Executive produced by Georgia Durante and Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Wheel Woman stars Lelia Symington as Georgia, with additional performances by Tanner Beard, Zachary Weber, Simon Jaglom, Chase Mullins, Nick Williams, Gabe Greenspan, Dylan McCollum, Garrett Baer, Nora Garrett, Duncan Calladine, Victoria Foyt, Max Georgie, Mariah Bess, and Max Jacoby. Edited by Chris Childs, with sound design and theme music by Chris Childs. Adapted from the book The Company She Keeps by Georgia Durante. Wheel Woman: Confessions of a Getaway Driver is an iHeartRadio production. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.